Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
This episode is brought to you by our patrons like Rachel Barnett, Rachel Zizi, and Robert Harrington, who support the show on a monthly basis. Sign up at Patreon to get patron-only bonus stories, ad-free listening, and more. Join today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow.
Hey, I'm Embry.
And I'm Jake.
And you're listening to that story show.
Hey! This is That Story Show, people.
Hallelujah!
Who watching?
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew into this lady's house. I left her some guano.
Hey, podcast people, this is That Story Show, the show that puts your real-life stories into the spotlight. It's episode 433, brought to the week of January 11th, 2023. I'm your host. My name is James Kinnison, and my good friend is here.
Hey, I'm John, and I feel like I should have some sort of churchy intro or something.
Yeah, it's the Holy Ghost, you know?
It is.
Just gets a hold of me sometimes and won't let go. Hallelujah.
Hey, well, that reminds me of something. I have a serious question for you.
Okay.
And I hope that you have an answer for me, because I don't know.
Yes.
Okay, well, do you know what they call the security team at Samsung?
No.
No. Oh. I believe they're called the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh my gosh. Because of the Galaxy.
Because they got a phone called Galaxy. It's kind of the popular device line that they have.
So. The Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh man. How you been doing there, John?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And stuff. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good.
Well, nice. I've been doing
How
good
about
too.
You?
I've been busy making caps. I've been making caps. That's what I do for a living now. I make hats and knitted scarves and knitted caps and
that's
and
cool.
All kinds of hats and stuff. It's just for,
do you do like the beanie kind? That
yeah.
You
yeah.
know,
we have
bald guys.
We have an EK9 that doesn't have a cuff. We have an EK12 that does have a cuff and an EK60, which is a scarf. It's very long.
I like the EK9. That sounds good to me.
Yeah, we can knit designs into it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe I could get a design of my face to knit on it. That way I'll never lose my cap.
Fantastic. You would have
That'd be cool.
Two faces.
Yeah. I like that idea.
You're
going to sell them in the store, y'all.
All right. We always start with an opening story, and this is called Not So Awesome Aussies. And I've asked John to help me because I used to be able to do an Australian accent, but I can't anymore. And it's dependent upon this story to do one properly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Full disclaimer, though, I don't know that my Aussie accent is good. So if you're an actual Australian resident, you can send your hate mail to james@mcast.com.
No. Well,
All right. Hey, it's the McKnight family from Wickenburg, Arizona here. Longtime listeners and members of the One Time Story Shared Club. So I'm hoping this story could translate into audio as far as its reading is concerned. So here it goes. Maybe you can read it phonetically to how it's spelled in the quotes and pull it off in an Australian accent. Well, we're going to try. We're going to try to do an Australian accent. So
yeah.
For 12 years, I worked as a valet on the Las Vegas Strip. And I won't say which pirate-themed hotel it was for, but I'll give you a hint. It's named after a famous book.
I don't even know any of the
hotels
over there.
Maybe it's Treasure Island or something.
Treasure Island. Yeah, there you go. Is that right?
I was like, Peter Pan? I don't know.
It's a book that's got Peter Neverland. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
No, that's a
Neverland Ranch. That's a ranch.
That's a ranch, yeah.
One day when I was bringing up cars, I overheard an Australian guest complaining about our hotel. She said,
I feel like I'm in a third world country.
And I thought to myself, wow, that's a little harsh. How would you feel if I came and visited your country, ma'am? Mm-hmm. But I didn't say it. Anyway, guests come and go, so I figured I'd never see her again. The next day, I was working the inbound driveway, and in came the Australian family in their rental minivan. And I thought to myself, just be nice, just be nice. I rode up the family, gave them their valet ticket, and they began to walk away from the vehicle. The wife had already walked a few steps while the husband was finishing up unloading his belongings from the hatch. He then hit the hatch's close button and it began to come down automatically. Realizing she forgot something, the wife decided at the last second to go back and try to grab it from the back of the van. The only problem was the hatch kept closing. And these particular hatches aren't like a garage door, which has that photoelectric effect where if something shoots past the sensor, the door stops its progression and reopens. Mm-hmm. So now I know you're all just waiting with bated breath to hear me tell you that the hatch closed on her and managed to cut her in half.
Oh, jeez.
Mangling her condescending self while I stood and laughed in sweet vengeance. If that's your expectation, I apologize. There was no mangling. Instead, the wife quickly crouched down lower and backed away. She kind of looked like Indiana Jones when the stone floor closed shut, only without grace and without the item she was trying so desperately to obtain. Stumbling back from the minivan slightly, the wife turned to her husband, who was now checking the back seat via the minivan sliding driver's side door, which was a little closer to where I was standing. Frustrated, the wife told her husband,
"Crikey, it almost beat me." I'm just kidding. I just said that. She said this. Oh, it almost cut me head off. I'm sorry. I'm still making up crap. Oh, I almost cut me. I almost closed me head in the boot.
That sounds British. But as quick as it was thrown at him, the husband responded.
Well, what's your head doing in the boot, yeah?
So I've never laughed so hard on the inside in my entire life. I almost wanted to say,
what's the matter? Yeah, you ain't got clothes and boots where you come from?
First
world country? Sorry, that's country. Key line. Crap, I'm sorry.
Anyway,
blew the story, James.
Perhaps it's better in audio format, but I still hope it makes it on the show. Sincerely, the McKnights. Yes. Oh.
There was some great stuff there, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have read it like that shark from, what's that
Bruce.
Movie with the one... Yeah. Bruce, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the matter? Yeah, you ain't got clothes and boots in your first world country.
There you go. You did it. You did it.
Did I?
Yeah.
There you go.
That
would have been good, Mr. McKnight or Mrs. McKnight, whoever sent the story.
I got a new car last year because my truck, my beautiful, wonderful truck, got in an accident thanks to a young lady that ran into it and broke the whole trunk. What do you call it? The bed off the truck.
The boot.
Oh, the boot. So now I have a new car, and it's not favorite car. It's like a mom car, but it's Batman's mom's car because it's all black and cool. And it has a remote to it that starts the car and closes and opens the trunk. And every time my wife tries to put something in the trunk, I close the door on her. And she gets really mad. And it does stop and back up, but it does put a little bit of force on you first. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't have an audio or an auto a visual sensor, like you said. It doesn't have a
it's got a pressure sensor too.
Yeah, yeah. So it pushes on you, makes you think you're going to get smushed, and then it lets you go. So it's just one of the wonderful things I like to do to let my wife know that I care.
Yeah. You know? Oh, and lets her know that she's in the way of the door.
Yeah.
When it's time to close,
she gets really mad. She's like, James. And you know how many times I've heard it said that way? James.
You should put it like on a, like make a song out of it, you know, like some of those creative people do with the music.
James! James! I don't know.
James!
Let's rewind the week.
Okay.
Okay, so I am apparently scared of small trash cans.
Why do you say that?
Because we have this hall bathroom, and I went in there, and it was dark, and my leg hit something, and I turned on the light and looked down and freaked out. I jumped and squealed a little bit, and all it was is my dog had pulled the little waste basket to the center of the floor, and it just wasn't supposed to be there, so you would think I would have screamed in the dark, you know, when I kicked it. But it was only after I turned on the light and noticed what it was that I let out a howl. Because I guess during the dark part, I was like thinking maybe scary. I'm imagining things. But then when I turned on the light and there was something there and it was a trash can, it scared me. And yeah. I'm like, I know my weekly update. I'm scared to death of tiny trash cans.
Was the open part facing you so it looked like
no.
a big mouth on the ground? No.
No. It was very passive. You know, it didn't like jump out at me or anything. I just realized, though, that if you want to make a horror movie that will scare me to death, just it's going to be a horror movie of somebody walking in a kitchen and the trash can is about 3 feet away from where it's supposed to be. And that
the trash can
that would do it. I'd have to turn it off. It would be too much for little James to handle. So, yeah.
So if I want to pull a scary prank on you, I just need to go get a little Rubbermaid and put it right in the middle of the floor where you're not used to looking. And
that's it. Just put it right inside the door and I will freak out, apparently.
With a GoPro inside of it so that we can catch you when you scream.
Yeah, we did a theme show a while back called I'm Not Sure I Should Admit This, I think is what it was called. And
did we do that?
I think we did, yeah. And
that sounds great.
Yeah, I think we should do it again. That. We should do it again.
We should, because I mean, if I don't remember telling any stories from that, then
I think this falls in that category. Though I'm not sure I should be sharing it. people at the next Narthex Con will bring little trash cans and try to scare me with them. It'll probably work.
Send your stories, and now we'll make us the theme show. I'm not sure I should share this.
Yeah, well, why don't we do that? Let's say a month out from now, we'll do a I'm Not Sure I Should Admit This theme show. So
sounds like a subreddit.
Yeah. It's probably even find some there. Let's say let me get into the next month here.
Today is January 12th, 2023.
Let's say the 16th of February, we'll do it. We'll do that. So you got a few weeks to send in your stuff, but make sure you tag it. #admit. So
admit
in the subject
or
line.
Confession. Confession.
Let's keep it to admit.
We'll keep it admit. Yeah.
Cause I can't spell confession. I can spell tiny trash can though.
Tiny. Yeah. Curse you, tiny trash can.
Oh, I have a weekly update that I want to share because it's really, really funny, but I'm not going to do it this week. I'm clearing it for next week, John.
Okay.
Because it has to do with paraphernalia for marijuana.
Oh.
And it has to do with my job.
Oh.
And I don't know. I mean, last week we had a PG-13 rated show. I don't know. It's pretty harmless. It's not going to make anybody start smoking weed, but it has to do with making hats.
So, okay.
I'll have to share it with you after the show and get permission.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah. You don't know what to say.
John,
what's your weekly update?
I had a couple. And if you don't mind me sharing too, then I'll go ahead and do it.
Yeah. But, and then I'll share my weed one, because I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Okay. Well, mine are pretty short. So
I've already said marijuana and weed, so it's out there.
I know. Yeah, like if the robots haven't caught our stream right now and blocked it, then I guess we're okay.
And the moms have all turned off the show. So
yeah. And there you go. So I can say whatever the heck I want. Just kidding. I said heck and crap. I'm sorry, everybody.
What the heck are you saying crap for?
Stupid crap.
Wait.
Well.
Stupid crap.
Yes, I want that sound bite because I think I want to start my own like 5 minute a week podcast where I talk about stupid crap that I run into.
I'll send it to you.
Okay, and then look for my podcast that I'll never do.
What's it going to be called? Stupid crap.
Stupid crap. There you go. Trademark John Steinkleber 2023.
Well, let's pretend your weekly update is that show. Okay. I'll start playing your theme song and then you'll go. Okay. Here we go.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
Stupid crap.
Hey, everybody. This is John Steinkleber. I've come to you live from my room in my house where I record stupid crap. Hey, this funny thing happened to me today. Ready? I'm not going to talk like that for real because that's lame. I was walking through the halls at my school, and it actually didn't happen today, okay? This is back when my beard was a little bit longer and a little bit more full, and one of the high school seniors said, "Hey, I like your beard. That's really nice." And I said, it so quick without even thinking. I said, "Thanks, man. It's growing on me." He wasn't expecting it, and so I actually got an audible laugh from a high school senior,
good,
which is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Because usually they're like, "Oh, you're stupid, and I hate you, and I don't know who you are." Here's my Chromebook; it's broken. But that's that was my weekly update.
Awesome,
stupid crap, yeah. But I have something even better, and I think you'll like this.
Okay,
because I'm a fan of the IT crowd, right?
Yeah,
yeah, and
I was just watching it yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, do you remember that quote? Where Moss says, "Threw it out like yesterday's jam." Remember
that? Just like him. No, but go ahead.
Old jam. He said something about being, just tossed aside like, something old. And he referenced yesterday's jam or some old jam or something like that. I think it was yesterday's jam. And so I was talking to another teacher who's a bit younger than myself. And just a female teacher, and I was fixing something. I was throwing some stuff away, and I said, "I'm going to throw this out like yesterday's jam." And she said, "That's not going to work," which is actually in line with what, and I didn't catch it at first because, she referenced it, and then I just kept talking like she knew what she was talking about. And she says, "I love the IT crowd."
Oh!
I
was like, "What?" Yay! And
I had talked to her husband, because when they were down interviewing stuff, I was talking to him because he's looking for IT type work. And I said, "The IT crowd." And she says, "You met my husband, right?" It's like, yeah. And he's like a super geek kind of guy and totally cool. But yeah, I was just like thrown back because, the IT crowd isn't like a huge, culture of people, but those who are in it are totally in it. So
cool.
It was just kind of cool, and I know it's not like weekly update worthy, but
no, that's huge to bump into somebody that's into that. Yeah, no, I just watched the episode where they convinced Jen that the internet was a box with a little light on top.
Yes,
and they thought that all the people would laugh at her, but they all thought it was the internet too. It was great.
It's like a child ripping tissue paper.
And they show a child ripping tissue paper. Yeah.
Oh. Don't break this, Jen.
What? Yeah. It's so light. Well, the internet doesn't weigh anything, you know. Yeah, it's great. Okay, so I changed my mind. I'm going to tell this one instead. All right.
Okay.
So I'm at work, and I'm making what we call concepts. And
concept
it's
art.
Just we take a template of a hat and we decorate it. And sometimes that includes changing colors or fabrics or adding piping, which goes down each side, maybe embroidery, maybe a woven patch, maybe a leather debossed patch, and it could be sewn on or heat sealed. Now,
is this a physical?
No, I'm doing it in Illustrator. In Illustrator. And
that's cool. That's really cool.
There's all kinds of different parts to a cap. There's, you know, the front, obviously, there's 6-panel caps, 5-panel caps, 7-panel caps. There's visors that are pre-shaped. There's modified flat and flat. There's mesh back. There's cotton twill. There's polyester backed. There's different kind of closures in the back, you know, snaps. We all know about the plastic snaps, Velcro, stretchable Velcro. What else is there?
Wow, stretchable Velcro.
Yeah, there's ones with buckles and all kinds of stuff. So I get to decide all of these things. And I'm doing that. And this particular customer asks for a joint loop. And I'm like, well, I know what a loop is, but I don't know what part of the hat is the joint, because there's all kinds of parts to a hat. Like I said, there's ABS is a crossback seam, there's side seam, there's top, FP is front panel, there's under visor printing and over visor printing. But I'm like, I'm asking my coworker, I'm like, what part is the joint? And so I go and I ask all of the artists, because I'm in training and they're all there, and I'm like, what is a joint loop? And nobody knows. Nobody knows. Yeah. I'm like, they want two of them, and I don't even know where the joint is to put a loop on it. And I'm thinking all kinds of things, like earrings and, you know, whatever. And Twyla, she's the oldest person in the entire art department. She's about 65. She says, I know what it is. She says, people that smoke weed want loops on the side of their hat so they can store their doobies in them. And I'm like, a joint loop. Oh my gosh.
Joint loop.
Yeah. It was like, it just washed over me. All of a sudden, a joint loop. So I added a joint loop to a hat and I asked for forgiveness afterwards, but they also put them on carpenter's hats to hold pencils.
Oh,
and stuff like okay. that. And they make cigarette loops and cigar loops and all kinds of loops. But
and joint loops.
Yeah. But we're not allowed to call them joint loops. Even though marijuana is legal where this hat was going to. So anyway.
Huh. So your whole art department is full of very innocent and
one lady that knows everything about it.
And do you all consult her like as an oracle type person?
I would, but she doesn't like answering questions. Like that was what was so strange about hearing from her. Like, I know. And the clouds parted and the curtains backed up and she turned around and she's like,
I know what a joint loop is.
It's a marijuana thing. And I'm like,
come closer.
How do you know? How do you know what a joint loop is? And I was sitting there thinking, what part of the hat is the joint?
where would we put the joint loop?
Yeah, there's nothing that moves. There's nothing that moves around on a hat. There's no joints. But anyway, now I know. And
wow.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And knowing is half the battle.
That's right. It's time for us to do some jokes.
Oh, jokes.
Yeah, let's do some jokes. Okay, so if you like the jokes, we'll keep doing them. If you hate them, let me know. My dog asked if I had ever used a telescope, or my dad. My dad asked.
I like it better with a dog.
Yeah, my dog asked me if I had ever used a telescope before, and I said, no, never. And he said, well, you should at least look into it.
I get you. should look into it.
This is
fodder for middle schoolers because they'll use this and they'll go tell their friends tomorrow at school after they.
I know adults that love dad jokes. I spent my time telling people about the benefits of dried grapes. It's about raising awareness, you know.
Raising awareness.
My doctor told me I was going deaf, which was hard to hear.
It's hard to hear. So hard.
If you ever get locked out of your house, talk to your lock calmly because communication is the key.
Man, that's such wisdom.
Yeah.
It's sage.
It'll work. Did you hear about the dyslexic atheist? He didn't believe there was a dog.
I like that. I don't believe in a dog. There's no dog.
There's no. See, I got John. All right.
Yeah.
Did you know that diarrhea is hereditary? It runs in your genes.
I saw the answer to that in my head because you said diarrhea and hereditary. And I thought you were going to say it runs in the family.
No, it runs in your genes.
I like that one. That one's the best. It runs in your genes.
My psychiatrist told me I'm going crazy. I told him, if you don't mind, I'd like a second opinion. He said, all right, you're ugly too.
I'm sorry. Now you got me laughing at stuff that's not funny. I mean, that one was good, but I think it runs in your genes can be the punchline for the rest of the story, the rest of the show.
Oh, man. quick announcement. Did you know that you can now support the show through Apple Podcasts? Most of our listeners.
It runs in your genes.
Sorry. Most of our listeners listen on Apple Podcasts, like to the tune of 98% of our listeners.
Wow.
So if you would like to get bonus content for every single episode we do, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and give us a little something, something, and we'll give you a little something, something. So, you know, it works out that way. So
we promise whatever we give you will not run in your genes.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, it's time for a word from our sponsors.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, Get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
All right. So I got an email today or yesterday that said, we don't mind the commercials, but there are commercials about gambling and IUDs. Oh. In your
IE what?
IUDs. And we'd rather not hear them. Do you have any control over that? And I said, yeah, I do. I'll look into it. So I got rid of the pregnancy category, which I thought was harmless until now. And I got rid of the gambling category, which I didn't know existed. It was hiding under arts and entertainment.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I thought arts and entertainment was hoity-toity. You know, it's going to be about museums and stuff. So,
well, I hate to say it, but after that last weekly update of yours, we might have gotten rid of that listener.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we're going to have ads about weed. Great. Mom, what's great. Weed?
What's CBD? I don't understand.
I don't know.
I really don't either, but...
It's time for the middle school drama of the week.
Dang it! Move out of the way, stupid.
Logan writes, my family's boxer Oreo had his growth on his tail. It stuck out about 3 inches. That's gross. Growth on his tail. We took him to the vet to see what it was, and the vet said it's basically a knot filled with pus. Throw your dog away and get a new one. That one's broken.
This one's got I can't even say it.
Yeah, it's so gross. It's like a little, look at a little mallet swinging around, you know, a little mace. So the doctor gets a needle and pokes it into the growth and extracts this pinkish green type liquid from the growth. It was really gross. It looked like some dip for your chips.
Oh, come on.
One of the veterinarian's assistants told him he could have the granola bar that she had in the kitchen. Logan.
What did that have to do with anything?
Because apparently veterinarians and their assistants aren't affected by pinkish green pus.
Who could have the granola bar? The kid?
No. Logan? Veterinarian's assistant told him. So the veterinarian.
Oh.
They were just talking about food. Well, no big deal to them. I don't understand the way middle schoolers write. I just try to interpret it properly.
Well, there we go.
Yeah. So, cake-tastrophe. Mm. Take it home.
Oh, yeah. We got a cake-tastrophe from Rebecca from New York. So, here you go. My name is Rebecca. I don't know why I said it like that. Sorry, Rebecca. I'm 12, and I live in New York City. Sorry. Every time I read New York City, you know, that commercial with the pace...
I've never heard of that. What is it?
Are you serious?
No.
You're teasing me right now, right? I can't. I've only got one screen today, so I can't see your reaction.
Oh.
So okay. Like,
New York City.
York City. Yeah. So sorry, Rebecca. I did that. You probably tell people that, and you're 12, and you might not know what that commercial is. Just go to YouTube and look up the
while pace. You're at it, look up the baked beans commercial with the talking dog. So,
roll that beautiful bean footage. All right, sorry. Let's go back to the story. This story is about my cousins. I have three of them: Willow, Violet, and Wren. Mm. Shout out to them, please, James. Shout out to them, please, James.
Shout out Willow. What's up, Violet and Wren?
Yeah. See, that was specifically to you. They didn't ask me to shout it out. So, but Willow, Violet, and Wren, hello, and welcome to the story. This one's about Wren, specifically when she was 2.
Dun, dun, dun.
It all began with a birthday. That's where the dun, dun, gun comes in. Go ahead.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you. Violet was having a ladybug. Wait a second. She said this was about Wren. Okay. I'm sorry. Violet was having a ladybug because they're cousins. That means Ven. Wren and Violet must be sisters.
Yes.
Or brothers. Or
It's nice to see this stuff unfold live.
Yeah. I mean, I promise you, I've looked over this story already, but I missed that little detail.
Oh, it's cute.
Violet was having a ladybug-themed birthday party with black and red streamers, banners, and decorations galore. And of course, a ladybug birthday cake.
Of course.
Yes, because my aunt had baked a gorgeous round vanilla cake and then covered it with a layer of red fondant and completed it with cute little black fondant polka dots all over. Now, James, if you know anything about fondant, this is in parentheses, so this is a side note. If you know anything about fondant, it needs at least an hour to cool and set in the refrigerator. Okay?
I know a lot about fondant.
I know a lot about eating fondant, but I don't know a lot about making it.
I know all there is to know about fondant.
Yeah, what happens if you don't cool it for at least an hour in the refrigerator?
It falls off and melts and stuff. Falls.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Good to know. So once she finished putting the fondant on the cake, my aunt set it on a pretty metal cake stand and put it in the fridge. While she was waiting for the cake to cool, she took a shower. And 10 minutes later, man, her aunt takes fast showers. 10 minutes later, my aunt strolls out of the bathroom in her bathrobe, and suddenly a huge crash comes from the kitchen, and she rushes over and sees a diaper and a shirt-clad wren sitting in a giant pile of mushed-up red fondant and vanilla cake.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. There was cake everywhere. Everywhere, James. It was in Wren's hair, squished around her legs, even on the refrigerator door. The red fondant especially stood out. It was like a murder scene. Covered in red. The cake was being murdered. That is. Just so you know. It's terrible. And I hope it makes it on the show. Oh, that's Rebecca from New York. P.S. Don't worry. They did buy a backup cake. Oh. And P.P.S. Awesome podcast. Awesome podcast. I said it like a New Yorker. I listened to that story show with my mom as well. So hi, Rebecca's mom, and hi, Rebecca.
Yeah. Shout out to Rebecca and Rebecca's mom. So this story tells at a level 5 for me. Like, you know, it's a good story. It's
solid.
It's just solid, you know, but it's not like dying, you know, falling over the toilet laughing, you know, funny. Until you see the picture I just sent you, John.
All right, I'm opening it. Oh my goodness. He wasn't kidding. Holy cow. There is no remorse on that little girl's face.
There is a picture. Let me describe it because you can't see it. But she is a little redheaded girl sitting in what is about 5 inches of cake. You wouldn't believe it was just one little ladybug cake. It looks like she's been slammed over her head with at least 6 full-size cakes. There is red everywhere. It is on the door. It's on her hair. It's in her lap. And in one hand, she is holding an avocado. Do you see that, John?
Yeah. Half an avocado.
So she went into the refrigerator for an avocado and ended up pulling a cake down on herself. And she looks absolutely unconcerned. Absolutely unconcerned.
Yeah, the kitchen door is still open.
Yeah.
Like man, she couldn't have gone after that avocado first. She saw that cake and she's like, it's go time. Because
you can't tell me that's the case, because a girl, a 2-year-old is not going, if she sees a cake, she's not gonna pause for an avocado break. She was going for the avocado and then saw the cake, and she held on to the avocado.
You know, you make a very astute point there. There is no cake on her face.
No.
I mean, there's a little bit on her forehead.
But it's all over her legs. It's all over the floor. The cake tray is sitting there, and it's empty. It barely has anything on it. You know,
it looks like the cake was trying to get away, and there's like red claw marks on the side of the refrigerator door.
I mean, it looks like a cake murder. It's a cake catastrophe.
It's a cake catastrophe. A cake murder. That's indeed what it was. Are we allowed to say that? I'm afraid that.
Yeah. Cake murdering is fine. You're allowed to murder cakes. That's rated 10. Mm. 10 and up.
10 and up.
Okay. This is called Fleecy Food. By the way, I shared the photo with the folks in the chat room. So you could join us live at 5 p.m. Central every Thursday night. on our Discord server, which you can find more about at nlcast.com or thatstoryshow.com. And I'm also going to make it this episode's art. So if you download us from anywhere and you see episode art, I've gotten permission to use this picture as the episode art. So check it
that
out.
That is great. That's going to be so good.
All right. This is called Fleecy Food from Romero from Fontana. I want to start off by prefacing that my wife detests finding hairs in her food.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I'm with her.
Don't we all, though? But she gets really grossed out and will lose her entire appetite. She will refuse to eat, even if the food is completely replaced. So it ruins the whole night for her. Anyway,
yeah, it's like you say, if something falls on that thing, it belongs to that thing, right?
Yeah, that's true. I guess I'm a little less picky, though. If I find a hair in the food, I know it's been cooked. I'll pull it out.
Yeah, but that whole thing is full of hair, as far as I'm concerned. it's that hair that grew from that meal.
Yeah.
And I don't eat hairy meals.
Well,
I
ate a whole chicken thigh once and a leg and found a hair that was twisted up in it like fishing line to the point that I could pull the hair and it would bend and flex the joint of the chicken. I don't know how I never noticed the daggum hair because it was woven in to the chicken. I ate all the meat and somehow completely never got my tooth caught on it.
But, come on, man.
Yeah, it was bad, but I was like, well, you know what? I already ate it, so it's no big deal now.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, the meal would end there for me, but I wouldn't throw it up. I mean,
how long was that hair to be able to puppet a chicken
leg? How did
it
get there? Did somebody like wove it into the chicken?
Yeah, I think they threaded it through
like,
with
I'm really going to get whoever eats this piece of chicken. I'm going to stick this hair through the tendons.
It was strong hair, too. Good, strong hair, you know? Maybe it was horse hair. I don't know, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. Horsehair goes into weave, so, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we will refuse to eat, or she will refuse to eat even if the food's replaced. Anyway, my wife had been craving pho for a while, and we got the chance to go. And so, Filipino food.
You know what pho is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's like Vietnamese soup, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm okay.
No, good. I thought it was Filipino.
Filipino? I don't know.
Well, it's
Asian.
Yeah. They got one here in St. Louis called Pho Grand, and it's pretty good. But anyway, we ordered our noodles and got some veggie rolls, and she had finished about 3/4 of a roll when I noticed a black hair sticking out of her roll.
Oh, no.
She hadn't seen it yet. I quickly reached over her plate and took the hairy roll and tried to pull out the hair unnoticed under the table, but it was really entangled in there. As they tend to be. With squinted eyes, she looked at me and said, "Hey, that's mine. Why did you take it?" And I didn't know what to say because I had a veggie roll of my own. I didn't want to tell her because she had been looking forward to the meal all week. I panicked. Mm-hmm. And I said, "I don't know if I should admit this." And I shoved the hairy roll in my mouth and finished it off. He took one for the team.
He did. What a guy. He's the hero.
Yeah, the things we do for love.
Yeah. Wow, Romero, that was a brave thing to do.
In the end, she thanked me for the delicious meal, and she never found out about the hairy roll until now. Sorry, baby.
She didn't know.
Romero from Fontana.
He said the story and to confess.
Yes.
See, this is a perfect example of the kind of story to send when you,
I should admit this. Yeah.
Yeah. Admission. Oh my goodness.
Remember, send your admission stories and hashtag admit and, we'll play it on the show on the 19th. So it'll be great.
Way to go, Romero. I hope you're getting
beaten right now. She's just wailing on your shoulder with both hands, fists. Sorry,
because I mean she bit into it, and I'm sorry. I wouldn't say nothing else.
Anyway, maybe it is the 16th. I don't know. Whatever Thursday is in February, so we'll do it then. We got a voicemail. It's called Gross Gecko from Katie, and it's really cute. So here we go.
Hi, James and John. This is Katie from North Dakota,
hey.
And here is my story. It's called
Naginis too. During the summer, when my neighbors went on their vacation, they hired me to feed their two geckos. Geckos are nocturnal, so I guess it makes sense that they were awake when I had to go feed them one time at 9:30 p.m., of course. They were very nervous to see my older sister, we'll call her Lucy, Yay! And me. So one of them,
the next generation.
Nagini, was particularly spooked. Lucy had to go to the bathroom all of a sudden, and I decided to open up the doors on Nagini's tank while she was gone. His tank was, is kind of like a cabinet, and it had doors on the front instead of a lid on the top.
Mm.
I was pretty scared that he would jump out because he was right in front of the door, and he did. From the bathroom, Lucy heard me freaking out and asked what was wrong.
I would too, boy.
I yelled up to her, he jumped out! Lucy tried to calm me down and hurry out of the bathroom, but then she heard me start yelling even more.
I don't want your insurance!
His tail fell off! His tail fell off! It was like the scariest thing I had ever seen. He dropped it right after I screamed because he jumped out of his tank. Lucy was trying to tell me that it was normal because he thought I was going to eat him and he thought I was scary, but I could not handle it. His tail was wiggling all by itself, and Nagini was hanging onto the side of the table like Spider-Man. Lucy watched the tail wiggle around the table because she thought it was so cool. Eventually, the tail finally slowed down just enough that she could grab it with a paper towel and throw it away. Then, Lucy grabbed more paper towels to grab the gecko with, but he kept running away. He was just running and running with his stumpy little tailless butt until he was almost in the shoe closet by the door. She finally got him back into his poorly designed tank, and we fed the geckos and went home to tell our mom everything. It was horrible. Thank you for playing my story. I hope it makes it on the show. I love the show, by the way. Bye.
Oh, wasn't that great?
That was great. First of all, well done with the story, Katie. Yeah. That was so fantastic. Yeah. And I love that voice.
Yeah.
It is adorable. And I love her brutal honesty about poorly designed tank.
Well, yeah, she went into such detail, and that's very rare for people her age. But I also heard at least three page turns in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was reading, and that's great. She wrote it out, and she called the number, and she left a message. Yeah.
Well done.
1-800-55-STORY. So call us today.
1-800-55-STORY.
Yeah.
We should have a jingle for that.
1-800-55-STORY. There it is. Right there.
Get your story on that story show. Yeah.
Maybe I'll get on Fiverr and hire somebody. So. Oh, here's a challenge. We've got musicians and jingle writers in our audience.
Yeah.
If you want to take a shot at it, yeah, check out our phone number and write us a jingle and we'll play it every show. So this is called Doll Recall Part 2. If you remember last week, we did a story called Doll Recall. She says where she was doing hybrid learning and she was on Zoom and she started singing the Barbie theme song to Barbie Dreamhouse. And she was so embarrassed. And I put a call out and I said, you need to tell us what happened next day at school. So she did. She said, hey, I love the show. You guys already know that, but I went to school the next day and my classroom was right next to the cafeteria. So I had to walk through the cafeteria to get to class. And when I was walking in the cafeteria, this kid and his friend whispered and pointed at me laughing. And I kind of laughed too, because I thought it was funny too. And for a while they called me Barbie girl.
Well, that's a compliment.
Every time they called me it, I laughed, remembering that one embarrassing day on Zoom. Secretly, I cried inside, but it's okay.
No, she didn't.
The moral of the story is never forget to mute your mic when you're on a Zoom meeting. Anyway, hope the second part makes it on the show. Yes, it did. All right. Good job. All right. All right.
Well done. Thanks for that closure.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you don't have any, emotional scars to deal with from that.
Surely you don't.
And that you didn't have to change schools.
Yeah.
And that you still have friends who call you Barbie girl.
Yeah. We assume all that's true. John's just looking at the positive. I think you do have emotional scars. I think you have PTSD, and you need to go to the school counselor.
So anytime the Zoom sound goes off, whenever she has to, you know, she girl curls up in a ball and
I'm a Barbie girl.
I need to know what the Barbie theme song is.
Yeah.
I'll have to YouTube that later.
Okay.
Just so I can imagine the story in its completion. Well, James, I got a story here that is 12 years old.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hold on. Here Somehow. It is. Hold on. It is catchy.
It is.
Family time and holiday cheer.
Oh yeah. The kitchen,
family dinner every night. This is Barbie.
Is that Rebecca Black?
It does have like kind of a repetitive thing to it.
Yeah, it sounds like the girl that did the Friday song. Hashtag self-care. There you go. Oh, hashtag self-care.
Okay, all right, that's enough. I wonder what part she was singing. Barbie life.
Yeah. You know,
hashtag self-care.
Barbie life.
Oh, that's great.
Hashtag self-care. What, was she going to the spa?
Yeah, the Barbie spa. Yeah.
Barbie spa.
You know there's a movie coming out about Barbie?
Who?
A live-action Barbie movie.
A live-action Barbie
movie? Yeah, it's got Margot Robbie in it. As the lead character?
The girl that was in Harley Quinn?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I saw a teaser trailer for it. It's got all these little girls, like in 2001 A Space Odyssey, where the monkeys were sitting around. And,
yeah.
And but it's all these little girls playing with baby dolls, and the baby dolls are all old and rickety, and their clothes are all bad. And then this giant Barbie doll, Margot Robbie, comes walking up like the monolith, you know? And they all start throwing their dolls down and going towards her. And it's great. So it's going to be very tongue in cheek, you know, really funny, I think. So,
okay.
Looking forward to it. Anyway.
It's a comedy about Barbie.
A Barbie.
God, love it. Barbie. Well, I don't know if this next story can hold up to Barbie,
yeah.
But this is a story. 12 years old. It this is almost an archive story.
My daughter was 6 when this story was sent in.
As was my son.
That's crazy.
And my youngest son was 1. I think that's right.
Yeah, this has been sitting in my inbox for 12 years. So if you haven't had your story read, imagine this guy.
Just wait. This comes to us from Tom, and Tom was in our chat room 12 years ago when we had one, and he went by the name Owen Father.
Oh.
Owen Father.
What's the name of this story?
This is the Ortha Don't Do This.
Okay.
Ortha Don't Do This. So, and I got to tell you, James, when I read this, boy, it took me way back in time really fast, because he opens the story with, "Hey, Dibs and Chickenhead."
And you know what's funny? Me and him got into a conversation, and he said, "I don't even remember why I called you Dibs and Chickenhead." And I'm like, "I do.
I remember." Quick.
You do or you don't?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, yeah. Ethan Nicole did a comic back then called Axe Cop, and yep. He put both of us in the comic, and they nicknamed me Dibs because my character grabbed a car that was pooped out of a candy monster. And,
yep.
And I said, "Dibs." And I got in the car and yep. started it up. And my character got blown up by the car.
He turned the key and the car blew you up because it was a surprise car.
Yes.
The fact that it came out of a candy monster's rear end was a surprise.
Didn't give me pause. I jumped right in.
You jumped right in there. And I think I was blown up in the aftermath. And I got the nickname Chickenhead at the ex-copiversary.
Yes, in beautiful Hollywood, California.
Right on. And the character was created that has a chicken body and my head. And actually,
which makes no sense, because chicken head.
I know.
You should have a chicken head and a John body. But yeah. And your character actually made it in the cartoon that was on Adult Swim.
Yeah. And it made it into the Munchkin card game.
Yep.
For Axe Cop, which I did buy a copy, and I never learned how to play the game but I have a card that's got a semblance of my face on a chicken's body, yep. And it's pretty cool.
It's very
so
cool.
So there you go.
Our brush with greatness.
That's my 15 seconds of fame. Actually, it's more like 5 seconds, but that's okay. I'll take it. Anyway, so he starts out, "Hey, Dibs and Chickenhead, this is a story of youthful exuberance and momentary lapses in memory." And I got to tell you, when I read this, I felt like Ron Swanson was writing it. So if Tom is actually Nick Offerman, then this is a great story. Anyways, when I was in fourth grade, my friend Tim got a new 5-speed bike. He gave me his old 1-speed, and we went out riding. We rode down to the trail that goes parallel to a river and decided to go a couple of miles and then go back home. There's a spot where the trail goes from one side of the river to the other, and there's a footbridge. The bridge arcs slightly, so it's fun to coast down the other side after powering up the middle. The bridge is also built so that on one side, the side where you're coming from, you can ride straight onto the bridge, and on the other side, you have to turn 90 degrees to follow the path as it parallels the river.
Hmm.
So, I ride my 1-speed over the bridge and slow down at the end, turn off. Then I stopped and waited for Tim to come over too. He came over the bridge fast, tried to slow down to make the turn, but he didn't slow down. You see, 1-speed bikes have the system where you pedal backwards to brake. And this new 5-speed bike had handbrakes. So Tim pedaled backward all the way until he hit the wooden railing.
Why isn't this working?
My job free spinning. What is the brakes?
Heck, I'm new bike.
New bike. And you know he's panicking because, you know, he's pedaling backwards and it's not, nothing's happening.
Yeah.
And he did stop, though, finally, when he ran into the wooden railing of the bridge at full speed. With his face.
Oh.
I ran to his side only to see him still sitting on his bike with his face pressed firmly against the railing. When I asked him if he was okay, he made a muffled crying sound. I pulled him back and quickly saw why he had stayed that way. His teeth had been embedded in the wood.
Oh, gosh.
And his braces had become stuck.
Oh, no.
His face got stuck to the wood by his braces. And when I pulled him back, the braces came off
and
stayed in the rail.
No!
My poor buddy Tim was bleeding from the splinters in his gums.
Ow.
So I helped him walk off the bridge and to the nearest store. He stopped me and had me pull the shattered braces from the wood before we went inside.
Maybe
they had to go inside a video store and call home.
Maybe they could use them again.
Hey, get those because my mom's not going to believe the story. She's going to think I just took the braces off. So will you go get them? And they probably didn't have cell phones back then with cameras in them 12 years ago. Actually, this happened when he was a kid, so definitely not. There's no way to take a picture of that. But Tom says, "I love the podcast, whether it's Nobody's Listening or any of your other ones." And that's where Tom Owenfather leaves us.
Awesome. Awesome. It was worth 12 years. What a
it
great
was.
Story.
That show probably, or that story probably would have, because remember the bikes episode we did?
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
probably was intended for that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? Gosh.
That,
get your
that,
braces
that
embedded.
That story should win an award. Yeah. Ouch. It doesn't say that his face was mangled or anything. Just his braces were stuck in the wood.
He must have splinters. Been. He must have been smiling. I don't know.
He's probably screaming. Ah!
His lips didn't get in the way at all. I don't know.
Nope. Good thing they didn't.
That's terrible.
Oh, man.
We've had so many bicycle crash stories, and it's good to have one with a little twist to it.
Yeah.
This one's called Jalapeno Jello, or Jalapeno Jello, as I was going to say. Once upon a time, my family and I went to a church potluck. We had a person bringing Jello to said potluck. I was excited because I had not eaten Jello in a long time. So I get some, and to my surprise, it was spicy. Spicy Jello are two
spicy.
Words and two flavors that should never go together.
Spicy Jello.
My mom asked what was wrong because my face was showing that my mouth was on fire. Hot Jello was all that I could say. It turned out that the person who brought the Jell-O said some jalapeno juice must have seeped into the Jell-O. How do you accidentally seep fire juice into your Jell-O? I've got no answers. Josiah Hansen from Garland City, Utah. This is why, man, I have a thing against potlucks. I guess it's a pastor thing. I've been to so many, and you don't know where the food comes from. You don't know what situation the home is in, you know?
Yeah.
It could be a clean home.
They might not wash their hands.
It could be a dirty home. It could be a home where jalapeno cans are sitting open and could spill into your freaking Jell-O as it's setting up, you know? That's scary to me. And to this day, I won't stand in line for food. If it's open to the air and on a table, nope. Matter of fact, my new job, they invited us down for Christmas. They had a catered meal, but it was laid out like a freaking potluck, and I couldn't make myself go through the line. And my boss even got snarky about it. He's like, what, are you too good for this? I'm like, I just have a thing about potlucks. This isn't a potluck. It's a catered meal. I'm like, I know, but my brain thinks it's a potluck. Okay.
I don't go to buffets either. Okay, man.
Everybody's got a thing, and this is my thing. Leave me alone. So, yeah. Anyway.
Now, what if they would have gotten some food for you before everybody went through and put it in a sealed container? Would you have eaten it then?
No. No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Once it belongs to the air, it's the air's.
It's part of the air. It belongs to the air.
I'll breathe the air, but I'm not going to eat what the air is touching. I don't know. I just had a really bad experience one time at Sheffield. They did a potluck out at a park, and I went through it. And not only was there hardly anything left, what was left was mostly buckets of chicken and a few, like, the leavings on the side of the casserole dish, you know? And there were flies and stuff, and it just put me off the whole thing.
No more.
I never liked it anyway, but now I'm, like, really against it.
Now you're against it.
Yeah, I'm anti-potluck, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's time for us to get out of here. Shirley, you have a funny life story. If you want to hear us tell it on the show, call us today, toll free, 833-55-STORY. Remember, write a jingle for us, send it in. Or you can email us, thatstoryshow@gmail.com. Review the show on iTunes, wherever you found us. Join our Discord server. It's a fun place. You can find out more about that at nlcast.com. Thanks to our patrons for your support, with special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Jennifer Kennison, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Support the work we do and get more from your favorite podcast today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed, don't forget to pull your braces off the pole and just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks, John.
Thanks, James.
Oh, man. I got my braces off this week.
It was a surprise.
Yeah. I didn't mean to. But,
Dr. Rail took them off.
Oh.
Or Dr. Pickett. Which one should we call it?
Either way. Either way. Hey, do you know that diarrhea is hereditary?
Yeah, I do now. How do you know it's hereditary?
It runs in your genes! Bless God!
That's the worst. It's so gross. I forgot about that already. I was so excited at the beginning of the show, and now? It's like it's all brand new.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you guys next time. Hang out for bonus content if you're in the chat room. Bye.